B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
It's Checkpoint XP Daily for Friday, July 26, 2019. Your home for esports and gaming. Want to thank everyone listening on the Talk of Las Vegas, 101.5 FM and 720 AM, as well as KJR 950 in Seattle, Washington. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, we're going to go over your favorite but dumb video games. Plus, we're going to have a bit of a video game fantasy draft. Because this is one of the bits that Joe just can't help himself but do. So those are coming up today here on Checkpoint XP Daily. But we start today with an article from Kotaku that says 74% of adults have been harassed while gaming online. It's an interesting statistic, a very interesting piece. You should go check it out on Kotaku if you haven't already. But 74% seems awfully high.
Well, here's my question.
I am unsurprised by that.
For me, it's about what's the threshold for where you call it harassment.
Thank you.
If it's, hey, someone said something mean to me online one time, that number should be 100%.
Should be way higher. The study actually does claim what they count as harassment.
Oh, okay.
This might be a little bit different. 65% of players surveyed experienced what they called severe harassment.
Oh.
So only 10% difference, but physical threats, stalking, or sustained harassment.
Okay.
So at least for 65% of them, it's not just, oh, someone said something mean to me.
Yeah, you didn't just hear an F-bomb and call it a day.
Yeah, right. It's ongoing. This is an ongoing
thing. But I mean, like, I don't know, physical threats delivered through the internet seem to have a whole lot less impact because the physical space is not being shared, right?
Yeah, but you say that until people start getting swatted.
I understand that, but that's not 75 or 65% of gamers. I can't reconcile that figure.
I mean, listen,
do you want to guess what percentage have at some point been doxxed?
Oh, my God, it's got to be 5% or less, I would think.
29.
Because think about it. All a dox is I went to your personal information, found out who you were, and started releasing stuff or using it to my advantage or to harass you.
Sure. Yeah.
So that in and of itself is not all that hard to do.
Also, information that people would consider private that is actually very public.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that information is not that hard to find if you're looking for it.
No, it's not. But at the same time, it's harassment to go looking for it and then use it to grief people. So when I see, you know, 74%, me personally, in my experience as a gamer, I am painfully unsurprised by that number.
I agree with
painfully
that.
Unsurprised. Huh. Because for the vast majority of my online gaming persona, career, experience, I have been confronted with harassment and racial slurs since the moment I opened my mouth. Or the moment you do any sort of indicator that you are not a cisgendered white male.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, though. As a cisgendered white male, I get the same insults thrown at me,
mm-hmm.
right? Like the same stuff that would be considered a hate crime if it was leveled at Norris or at Joe, I get thrown at me all the time as well.
Still harassment.
It is still harassment, and I'm not trying to defend the behavior. I'm just saying, though, there for the purpose of reporting statistics, it's very easy to kind of fudge that line or to run with your emotions and to say, yeah, I have been harassed. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have been harassed because of my views on video games around the time of, you know, the
Gamergate.
Gamergate. Thank you. I had people that contacted my employers because of the things that I was tweeting about. Fortunately, my employers looked at my tweets and went, "Oh yeah, we totally agree with your your opinion." But you know, that doesn't change the fact that yes, I can kind of include myself among this, but I still feel like you can, like, 75% seems still awfully high.
You want to know what's most disturbing to me about that, whether it's been inflated or not? In order for it to be so high, how many people must be doing the harassment, right? Like, have you ever thought about it from that side of it?
You know, it's funny because, Nate, you and I the other day were talking about this very topic, and you said something that I thought was very, very important, is that if you ever thought that we were in a post-sexist, post-racial society, all you would have to do is go on Xbox Live and hear the unbridled id of 12-year-old kids.
It's true.
And that lets you know that, Robbie, when you think about how many people are doing this, the answer is everyone.
Yeah.
That's the answer. Now, the answer is everybody.
According to this report, 35% of the people admitted to doing bad behavior themselves, whether that be simple trolling or calling people offensive names. And I think that's way too low. I think that there are people that I play with right now who would say, no, I don't do that stuff.
See,
every game of Overwatch I play, I could find clips of you doing it.
See, I just don't think that a lot of that behavior can be, you know, kind of thrown into the harassment category. There is toxicity. There's toxicity and there's harassment. There's a difference between the two. And yeah, I understand that this is not a thing that is so, you know, clearly definable, but I think that it comes down to the individual person and the level of threat that you feel. But I also feel like people are pulling that ripcord way too early.
I'm going to quote a comedian that I know that you maybe were fond of, because I know he's recently had some stuff. But wasn't it Louis C.K. who said that when you hurt someone's feelings, you don't get to decide whether or not their feelings were hurt?
No, you can't.
I don't know if Louis C.K. said that. Yeah,
probably not. But you can't tell somebody that they are being harassed or not. It is up to them to decide what is harassment.
Yeah, no, I understand
and if
that.
And if what they're reporting, if people are saying, yes, I have been harassed, then you have to take that with some form of seriousness. Because the problem that we're seeing here is not just about people feeling, you know, aggrieved, because that's just, as you were saying, that's toxicity. There is a difference. However, I think the average gamer still knows the difference between this person is yelling at me because of how I play the game, or this person is calling me racial slurs, or using sexist language, or taking things way too far. I think the average person knows that, and I think when you ask them, have you been harassed online, that's where their mind goes towards.
But are you really going to sit here and tell me that there aren't going to be people who hear criticisms of the way that they're playing and don't go, you're harassing me, and play the victim?
Of course there are, but that's why it's not 100%. So that's what I'm saying, though. But
it's
but
it's also not 75%.
I think it totally is.
There are people that I've played with that give criticism to teammates that is also harassment. Like, you can give criticism. It's just, hey, man, you know, maybe this character isn't working out to you. Try switching to a support. Harassment? No. But when it's laden with expletives, yes.
I don't know, man. I just don't know. I don't know that this meets the threshold for harassment for me, but does it for you? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP Daily, we're going to have a video game fantasy draft. What is that? Joe's going to explain it. But ahead next, your favorite dumb video games. We want to know them. We're going to share ours. Stick around. That's ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Stupid video games. That's what we're going to talk about. Stupid video games. Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on WXSM Tri-Cities, Tennessee, as well as ESPN Phoenix 620. Checkpoint XP Daily is now a part of the BPod Network at BPodStudios.com. For more great listening options, like If You Give a Rick a podcast for kids about the world of children's books, and Nerd Radio for everything from sci-fi to wrestling to all things nerdy in between, go to BPodStudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Video games don't always have to be very smart or eloquent.
And they frequently aren't.
Or say something that is profound or deep. Sometimes they do, but not always. Yeah. And so we wanted to kind of celebrate our favorite really stupid video games.
Yeah, so this idea comes to us courtesy of IGN, who put out an article, Our Favorite Dumb But Awesome Games. And they highlight some really good ones, like I Am Bread, which is a dumb but pretty awesome game.
Absolutely.
Cool Spot, which is absolutely a dumb but awesome game.
That's just product placement, really.
For 7-Up.
That's
for
it.
For 7-Up
For
of 7-Up,
I know.
Yeah. Things like Blitzball made this list. So it got us...
So like Triple Triad?
Triple Triad is not dumb.
I was like, if you...
Well, Blitzball's like a sub game.
It's a mini game, but I get it.
Does that count? I don't know. But I got us thinking, what are some of your favorite dumb video games? I'm going to start because I want to talk about this one. The Henry Stickmin series that's online, games like Escaping the Complex and Invading the Airship. Those kinds of games. It's literally just a bunch of stick figure animation games.
Oh, okay. Now I know what you're talking about.
Where, you try and like pick the next thing that you're supposed to do, and you die in some horrible way if you pick the wrong thing. Puffballs United makes it, and he's currently working on the final game in the series.
I'm very excited
for it. But I needed to highlight that game because it's hilarious.
I think my favorite truly stupid video game is Boogerman Pick and Flick Adventure.
That's a good one.
Wow. That is going back.
It is. Sega Genesis.
Yeah.
Probably also for the Super Nintendo. I'm not entirely sure about that, but I know I owned it on the Genesis. But this was a guy whose superpowers included a never-ending supply of boogers that he flicked out of his nose.
It was written by a six-year-old.
Yes. Farts and belches. So all of the different body fluids and actions, I guess, had different powers. It was terrible.
I got three really quick ones. You guys know one of my favorites, obviously, is Dynasty Warriors. Objectively stupid, ridiculous, poorly animated and voice acted, and yet I keep buying them. Whatever. Every time, they got me. But another one that I really enjoy for some reason is the Way of the Samurai series. It's sort of like...
I don't know that one.
It's not quite open world, but it's sort of like a Rashomon style thing where samurai goes into a town, there's factions, you interact with these factions, and then you get a series of different endings. Objectively stupid.
Oh, okay.
All of it dumb, but I enjoy it. And then the last one is like Saints Row.
Oh yeah, Saints Row is
just
really stupid. It's really,
just
really
stupid.
Yeah, you know what? There's a whole line of games though, like basically any of your like wanton destruction simulators.
It's Just Cause.
Just Cause. I mean, yeah, they take the premise a little bit more seriously.
They do. That's fair. Robbie, how about you?
This is actually a tough one for me because there's probably plenty of games that I play that you guys look at and think, oh, those are dumb, right? But whenever I get to a game that I feel like, oh, this is dumb, I end up putting it down. I mean, once upon a time, I said Pokemon Go was that, right?
Okay.
You just get there and you flick a ball and you capture things over and over and over again.
This is dumb, but...
But I don't even play that anymore. So,
but you did.
Sure. So I guess Pokemon Go would have been mine. But yeah. I mean, for the most part, when I sit down and start playing a game, there's usually some type of value that I see in it. I mean, by that definition, even Monster Hunter World.
No, but Monster Hunter World, I think, is different because there's still a certain amount of charm that's within it.
And
it's
still just grinding out the same monsters
and it's the
for
grind.
The same equipment
yeah.
over and over.
I don't think that meets the bar of dumb.
I don't think so either, but
when I think dumb, I think lowbrow.
Goat Simulator.
I hated Goat Simulator.
Dumb.
Oh, see, I liked it. Goat Simulator.
It's stupid.
From a conceptual point, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't change the fact that it's stupid.
And you can play it for maybe 45 minutes before you get sick of it, but like that's part of its charm, though.
Yeah.
So, I mean, would you consider something like Harvest Moon or Stardew Valley? I don't think those are dumb games.
No.
Those aren't dumb.
No. Here's another one. Postal 2. Postal 2 is an intensely dumb game. Any game where in first person you can pee on other people and use a cat as a gun. And it not just...
Oh, so like Serious Sam?
Serious Sam is pretty dumb.
Duke Nukem?
Listen, I need to clarify, okay? This is not a cat that you hold and is a gun. This is a cat whose rectum you insert the gun into, and it's now the silencer of your gun.
Oh. That's weird.
It's very weird. It's also very stupid.
I do want to circle around to what Robbie just said. Duke Nukem.
Oh, Duke Nukem for sure.
Not when it came out. But definitely today, that would be a really...
I'd argue
not when it came out.
I'm sorry.
It was dumb, what part of giving... Like, having a command to give money to strippers to see their booby tassels is not dumb? What part of that isn't dumb?
In 32-bit, Joe.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah,
I got one. The South Park games.
The South Park games, I mean, yes.
Well, it's because South Park is dumb.
Fair.
I got one better. Every Leisure Suit Larry game made.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, but see, but those are dumb, but are they even good games? Duke Nukem, dumb, good game,
right,
though.
I've got a dumb but good game, and people are going to hate me for saying this is dumb, but Battletoads.
Battletoads
is an objectively stupid game that is great.
I'll do you one better. Battletoads and Double Dragon. Even dumber. great.
Those are games that kind of revel in their dumbness in the same way that 80s ninja movies kind of did.
Yeah.
I'm not saying kung fu movies, mind you.
Ninja movies.
American-made ninja movies was an entire genre from 1983 to 1987.
All right, so this isn't me.
Chris Farley.
This isn't me. I don't think it's any of us, but I'm gonna fire some shots at the anime community and say those point and click graphic novels y'all are reading. Don't tell me it's for the stories. We all know you're doing that for the anime boobies.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Mr. Blinks in the chat bringing up Conker's Bad Fur Day, which is an objectively stupid, objectively wonderful game.
Yes. Yeah. I will second that. Yes.
Oh my gosh. I could go for a round of Conker's Bad Fur Day. Actually,
Conker's Bad Fur Day is a classic.
Someone did a speed run of that not super long ago, and the amount of stuff you can skip in that game is genuinely upsetting.
Well, we want to hear from you. What are your favorite dumb video games? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Bonus Toe Jam and Earl.
All three of them.
Yep, pretty dumb.
Yep, yep.
Coming up next on Checkpoint XP Daily, we're going to have a video game draft. It's a fantasy draft, and Joe's done this bit more times than I can count.
Yep.
So he's going to be the one to explain it. That's coming up next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
That's right, it's a video game fantasy draft. Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. My name's Nate Bender, so glad to have you along. I want to thank everyone listening on CBS Sports Radio 1300 in Baltimore, as well as the Ticket 1230 in Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. Make sure you're following us on our officially partnered Twitch channel over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. We've got tons of new emotes, including two brand new emotes, thanks to the generosity of our growing live community. Celebrate the launch of the Not Your Player 2 podcast, a podcast about esports and video games from the female perspective with the brand new Sarah emote. Check it out over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. So, Joe, you've done this bit a couple of times on other shows that we've done, but this is a video game fantasy draft. Yeah. So why don't you explain to everyone exactly how this bit is done.
All right, so basically the idea is that you're all going to be making a squad for people to drop onto a battle royale map with. These are the
We're dropping hot in the Arengale.
You got it. You're dropping hot on Arengale.
We need three squad mates.
You're going to build four squad mates. We're going to basically do a
snake I'm not
draft.
Playing.
You're not playing.
Okay.
So you have a chance to win. Exactly. we'll do a snake draft. The order is going to be Nate, me, Norris, Robbie, and then it'll go in reverse order in the next round. Mm-hmm. It was all randomly generated.
It was. Yeah.
You can only pick playable protagonists from first person or third person shooter games.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, only first and third person shooter games.
I just didn't want someone to pick Kratos and Superman and say I win.
Well, I think it should be that they have to be video game characters. They can't be
RPGs.
Superheroes or something. Aww. But I think if they were to fit into a battle royale style thing,
a first and third person protagonist makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, you're right.
So, Nate, you have been gifted the first pick in the draft.
I already know who he's picking.
I am picking.
Yes.
Big Boss.
Oh.
Of course, Big Boss.
Yeah. All right.
This is a man who can infiltrate anything. Anything. You're going to be dead before you know you're dead. Right? Like, come on.
All right.
It doesn't get much better than Big Boss.
That's a good pick. All right. So I've got the second pick in the draft. I'm taking someone who personally stood up to an entire armada of aliens and destroyed basically their whole civilization. I'm going with Master Chief from Halo.
Good pick. Very good pick.
That's so obvious.
Sure. But if you can stand up to the entire Covenant Armada, I like my chances of winning on Arengale.
All right.
Norris, over to you for a pick.
I'll do you one better, Nate. I'm picking Solid Snake, the man who killed Big Boss.
Oh!
Ooh. Not bad. Not bad. All right, I'm glad that no one took this. I thought for a second you were going to do it.
I know where you're going.
But I'm going to have to go with the one who stood up to an entire legion of sentient super killer machines. I'm going to go with Commander Shepard.
All right. Now, do you have to differentiate Bro Shep, Fem Shep?
Fem Shep.
Fem Shep, obviously.
Fem Shep.
Okay,
hands down.
I'll let you do that. All right, so at the end of the first round, we got Nate taking Big Boss. I'm taking Master Chief. Norris is taking Solid Snake. And Robbie is taking Fem Shep. In the second round, we're going to reverse order. So, Robbie, you get the first pick in the second round.
I'm going to go with another badass woman in the sci-fi genre, and I'm going to go with Samus.
Ooh.
It's not a bad one.
I gotta tell you what. At first, I was like, well, that's a platform. No.
Metroid Prime.
You're right.
Yeah.
Samus.
That was really good. Mm-hmm.
That's a really good pick.
It's a pretty good one.
All right. Norris, back over to you. Who do you want?
You kind of took what I was going to pick.
Samus, really?
Yeah, I actually was going to pick Samus.
Oh, okay.
With that said, you know what? I'm about to just poach one from the chat then.
Okay.
Uh-oh. And Flint Sanity had one that's pretty good. Marcus Fenix from the Gears of War series.
I'll say this, I'm not a huge fan of the Gears of War series, the man certainly did kill enough people, so I think it'd probably be a pretty safe bet.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
All right, I'm gonna stick with my trend. I'm going to take another person who single-handedly stopped an invasion of aliens. I'm going to need to take Joanna Dark.
Perfect Dark. Very nice.
I have a little bit of concern about Joanna, mainly because I've seen from the cutscenes that if you knock a box on her, she goes down. So I am concerned. She's a bit of a glass cannon, but she's a pretty awesome woman, so I'll take her.
All right. Well, I guess it's coming back to me.
Yes, Nate, you have the last pick of the second round.
So for me, I'm going to choose someone who has saved an entire wasteland, because how much bigger are the odds than that? The entire world's been destroyed. Android.
Okay.
You've got Super Mutants. You've got Death Claws. I'm going to go with the Lone Wanderer from Fallout 4.
Ooh.
Lone Wanderer.
Okay, okay. Oh, wow. Very resourceful pick. Somebody
That's
who can
right.
make something out of nothing.
All yes. right. So round two, we had Samus Aran, Marcus Fenix, Joanna Dark, and the Lone Wanderer. That's going to take us into round three, where Nate... We'll be back to you. You'll get to go again.
All right. Well, I feel like I need somebody to kind of round out my crew here okay. a little bit. And I'm going to go back to, does it have to be protagonists?
I would say anyone you play as.
You have to play as them.
Someone you get to play.
You have to control them at some point.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Then I got it. I am going to go with Cyborg Ninja Raiden. From Metal Gear Solid Rising Revengeance.
That,
or Metal Gear Rising Revenge. Whatever it is. Whatever the combination of words is.
I know by call shenanigans, and I will throw my challenge flag, my good sir. That is not a shooter. That is a beat 'em up.
No, there are shooter elements in there.
There's a flag on the play. we are going to send that up to review. The review has come back. It will be allowed. Cyborg Ninja Raiden will
yes!
be the first pick of the third round.
The fix is in.
Yeah, notice they also got first and second seed.
Yeah, you noticed
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah mm-hmm. The fix is in, bruh.
All right, I'm continuing my trend of people who are really good against alien invasions. once again, someone who single-handedly saved the Earth, not once, not twice, but three times from an alien invasion, the man from the 90s himself. I need Duke Nukem joining my squadron.
Duke Nukem.
Not bad.
I'm very, very hesitant to put Duke Nukem on a team with Joanna Dark. I can see that going
poorly.
That
go real bad.
Team kill,
so
guys.
I'm nervous about it, mm-hmm. but I think it's going to pay off in the long run. Norris, over to you with the third pick in the third round.
All right, you know what? I'm going to say this because none of you have thought about it so far. If we're dropping into a battle royale, we need somebody who can engage at range. I'm going with Widowmaker.
You can play
yep.
as her.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Shooter. Okay.
I like it. Yeah.
That all counts.
Right. I think that's acceptable.
On the point of this being a battle royale, y'all forget you don't drop in with your equipment. You need someone who can scavenge. You need someone who can craft, who can make use of the resources.
Oh, I know what you're doing.
I'm going with Lara Croft.
Oh, not who I thought you were going with. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Lara Croft.
And since it comes back to me to round out my team of femme fatales, Jill Valentine.
Oh!
All right. I like it.
Very good. If some zombies pop up on this map, Robbie wins.
Jill Valentine and Lara Croft. All right, so just a recap there. The third round ended with Cyborg Ninja Raiden, Duke Nukem, Widowmaker, and Lara Croft. Norris, you have the second pick.
You know what? I was going to go in another direction, but I've just thought about something, and the chat is reminding me because this person cannot die. Vincent Valentine, Dirge of Cerberus, third-person shooter.
Oh. Nice. That's sneaky. That's sneaky. But I'll accept it.
Yeah, okay. Vincent Valentine. All right. Yep, that'll be fine. Let me get that written down here. All right. So for my last character... I'm going with kind of Robbie's idea. I need someone who can scavenge, who's good at being on the ground when they don't maybe have all the equipment. I'm going to go with Aloy.
Good one.
Young, not as experienced as Croft.
Yep.
Good pick.
But you know what? Youthful vigor. That can be a big
sure.
play.
Also,
in the battle royale world.
Just a little problematic with the Duke Nukem pick, but that's okay.
Yeah, Joanna Dark and Duke Nukem. That's going to be a little strange. We'll see.
I'm pretty sure he's just going to get a team kill.
I'm going to go the complete opposite way. I'm going to go for experience on experience.
Okay.
A little bit like your Duke Nukem pick.
All right.
I got to go with Doom Guy.
Good pick.
He's gone to hell and back.
He's gone to hell and back. He's fired more bullets than anyone else in video games if you kind of count how long he's been doing it. So, yeah, Doom Guy is my final pick.
All right. So, round four was Jill Valentine, Vincent Valentine, Aloy, and Doom Guy. So, overall, we have Nate, who has picked Big Boss, The Lone Wanderer,
yep.
Cyborg Ninja Raiden,
yep.
and Doom Guy.
Dude,
yes.
If you get close to anywhere on Nate's team, you're dead.
Yeah.
You can't get close to
You have got
to
play that one from range.
That's right.
At best. On my team, we have Master Chief, Joanna Dark, Duke Nukem, and Aloy. So, I think it's a balanced team that might implode in on itself.
Yes, see, I feel like on a bad day, Duke Nukem is going to take out the rest of your team.
Yeah. Yes.
And then you're left with Duke Nukem.
Or the rest of the team's going to take out Duke Nukem.
If they don't...
And then they lose their best player.
That's right. Duke pops off at the mouth and he ends up with one in the brain. Yeah.
If they don't implode, I think they're unstoppable.
Good balance.
But we'll see. For Norris, we have Solid Snake. We have Marcus Fenix. We have Widowmaker, and we have Vincent Valentine. Norris, I think you've got a really good balance between ranged and melee.
Except Solid Snake didn't kill Big Boss. He was there when Big Boss died.
Okay, no.
He gave him a cigar.
See, here's I think the issue with your team. Divide and conquer, I think they could do really well, but I don't think that your team is going to work well as a team.
It doesn't matter. Vincent can't die. I win.
Well, you know what? That's a fair point.
Hang on. I think he can die through violence. He just can't die through old age.
I don't know. Can he die through violence?
He can turn incorporeal.
Okay. And
Robbie, last up, you've got Femshep. Samus Aran, Lara Croft, and Jill Valentine, which, again, talk about... Your femme fatale squad. That's a pretty well-rounded team.
Duke Nukem better not run into your team either.
Yes. I just want to shout out to Christine and Sarah, not your player too. This one was for you.
All right. Well, listen, we want to hear from you. What is your dream team to drop onto the island with? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. That's going to do it for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website, checkpointxp.com, for insight on esports and gaming, as well as a full archive of podcasts and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Solis, and of course my co-hosts who pull double duty as producers for Checkpoint XP. Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's A. Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.